CBS Sports college football writer Dennis Dodd joining us. Dennis, let's start with the national view of what we see every week with this Ohio State football team. And I would just put this to you straight. Do you see a flaw in this Buckeye football team as it prepares for the Big Ten championship and then beyond the college football playoff?
You know, the only flaw I see is in the analytics, and I've kind of followed it through the season. They have, you know, a somewhat elevated sack rate, the offensive line. It's maybe some of that's on Justin Fields. That's like a doctor telling you, oh, your white blood cell count is down a little bit. You're fine, you know. But
yeah.
I really think part of that is Justin Fields taking smart sacks instead of throwing it into traffic, instead of fumbling it, trying to get yards. But going into that Michigan game, I think the offensive line had a 7.5% sack rate, which measures passing downs non-garbage time. In other words, you know, when the game's out of hand, you don't measure it. But that's the only thing. I've said for weeks they're the most complete team. When we had this discussion, well, who's number one? I said, can we admit that LSU's beaten four top tens?
Yeah.
And that Ohio State's the most complete team? Both of those things can be true. Now, in the playoff, they're going to be tested mightily. I would put them as the favorite. But look, no number one seed, no number one team has ever won the playoff. So who knows?
Dennis, I want to go to what you wrote about with the USC job. I'm wondering, we talked about Clay Helton before, and you make a great point. Why did it take so long, right, to retain right. him if it was unwavering support, in air quotes? My question right. is, do you get the sense that this is what they wanted, or is that all lip service? And do you think there was some backdoor phone calls to an Urban and a James Franklin, and then they said, you know, no, we're not interested at this time, and then they come back and say, no, it was Clay the whole time? What's your overall sense on that job? Because, look, their recruiting is way down, and I can understand terrible. It because I'm not sure any recruit right now really thinks yeah. Clay Helton's the long-term answer there at USC.
No, that's terrible. I read in the LA Times this morning that I think Bone did sort of admit or say that he reached out, but it was very, you know, vague and ambiguous. If he didn't, he's not doing his job. I'm not going to make a case for them keeping Clay Helton. I love Clay Helton, but, you know, sometimes it's just time. You know, we see it in the NFL. These guys just stay, and the message doesn't get through anymore. I talked to Mike Bone last night. He returned my call, and I asked him, here's the question to me. There are fans out there which anecdotally are hoping USC loses so Clay Helton can go. How do you respond to that? How do you reach out to those fans? And he said, that's a fair question. He didn't really answer it, but he said, that's a fair question. It's going to get, if they don't win big, it's going to get fairly ugly because there's that large, you know, Twitter-based fan base, whatever you want, at every school, and they're done with Clay Helton. I think he's a great guy, 41-20, 5-1 to end the season, 3 of the last 4 years. What that tells you is they started bad in 3 of the last 4 years. So they need a new vision, and they just kicked the can down the road. I suppose Urban and James Franklin are going to be available a year from now, but we don't know that for sure. Meanwhile, whoever takes over that program, if indeed they do, is going to be saddled with this recruiting class, 67th and 24/7 sports. Going into the 2018 class, they had 5 straight top 10 classes. So it's not going to get better.
No, and you got to be careful here because this job gets less and less attractive the more and more of these recruiting classes that stack up. And if this one's bad, next year will be bad too because there will be uncertainty. So, and the other
That's
thing you have
I'm
to be
saying,
careful
yeah.
of, and we see this with Michigan, and I think you see it with what Scott's trying to do at Nebraska, and I think Tennessee. Like, you have to be careful that you don't get too far away from what you used to be. Because the further you get away, the harder it is to get back. And with a couple of wrong coaching hires, Dennis, you can really quickly be coaching at a museum.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about it now with some of these openings. I had one AD tell me that freely admit, a Power 5 AD who's looking for a coach, freely admit, well, maybe it's a two-coach fix. You know, he's
wow.
you know, whoever they hire is going to be fired, you know. And that's what you don't want to happen. And I'll use an example. At my alma mater, Missouri, you know, hired bad guy after bad guy, left them in there 3 or 4 years. Next time you wake up, 14 years without a bowl.
And it's that kind of thing that can happen if you don't have continuity. And Mike Malone did say last night when I talked to him, he said, you know, stability. And I said, okay, you know, that's fine. Now I think there are going to be massive assistant coaching changes at USC. I think that's probably what he had agreed to stay on. But, you know, we've already seen it at Texas. They're gonna come from Tom Herman next. It's not going to be coaches. It's going to be him if he doesn't win next year.
No, you're absolutely right. Dennis, I'm wondering, what do you think about the four spot when it comes to the college football playoff? It seems like the top three are basically locked in there. But in that number four spot, the committee seems to be pushing Oklahoma, you know, with the help of Baylor in there. They're kind of Oklahoma State still ranked. So it looks like they really want, obviously, the ratings would be through the roof for Ohio State, Oklahoma, or gosh, even if it's LSU, if they jump Ohio State, whatever. But Oklahoma, Jalen Hurts, Lincoln Riley, and Brand, it seems to help them out, doesn't it?
I wrote about that yesterday, like no Brand versus name Brand, because all it would take, and it's not very hard, Oregon beat Utah, and Baylor's already proven they can beat Oklahoma. They just didn't finish the deal. All of a sudden, you're sitting there, that's all you got. Baylor's number four. And it happens pretty quickly on Saturday. But if it's a choice, you know, Utah wins. They really like Utah. They've liked Utah these last few weeks. I think the football people in the room are dominating that conversation, putting them at five. And I think it's – I call Utah Ohio State West because they are really good. Their offense is underrated. Tyler Huntley has moved himself into the Heisman discussion, their quarterback, their defense is really good. They've got a guy, Chase Young, like called Bradley and I, who had 12 and a half sacks at the school, or tied the school record to 29 and a half in his career. And they can play defense with anybody. Now, can they drive the ball down the field against some of these teams? I don't know, but Zach Moss is a guy from South Florida, their running back, who would have been, you know, Miami's kicking themselves for not signing him. And now he goes to Utah and has 1,200 yards leading the Pac-12 in rushing. So, yeah, I mean, if it's Utah versus Oklahoma or Baylor, particularly Baylor or Utah, what do you do there? They both have, you know, I think soft schedules, soft non-conference schedules, and their committee's already on record as saying, well, they're the next best team out of the top four, Utah. They have to put them in, so we'll see.
That'd be the nightmare for the committee, is having to choose between Baylor and Utah. I'm with you. I think they'd probably go Utah on that front, but that would be an absolute nightmare. And I think if they can come up with any scenario where they – I've been saying this for a couple of weeks, Dennis. If they come up with any scenario where they can get Oklahoma in this thing, they'll put them in, because this is a television show. Yeah. And you talk about a whole month to build up the Jalen – like, Jalen will be a Heisman finalist. He'll be on that television show next week.
Yep.
He's had a great year. I'm not taking anything away from him. But the idea of selling him versus Justin Fields in a bowl game at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night in the desert, that's a big win for ESPN and the partners. So I think they'll do everything in their power.
Yeah, what did Paul Feinbaum say yesterday? The country doesn't want to see Utah. I think that's Paul Feinbaum trying to get the ratings up a click. But here's the thing. With all these traditional powers, the ratings are flat, guys. They're up and down. They're not blowing through the roof. I mean, they got back constant when they, you know, it's not that stupid idea of playing December 31st games.
Right.
The week, and they couldn't see that. But since then, it's kind of flat. We're talking Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, everybody else. So maybe let's look at it another way. Maybe people will tune into something new.
Yeah, and they're going to get something new because LSU is going to be involved. I think we can all agree that. Ohio State's going to be involved. So we haven't been in a couple of years.
Yeah, you don't think of LSU as somebody new. They're new, yes, but they're
new to the playoff.
Yeah, they're new to the playoff.
Yeah. All right, Dennis, great stuff. Good talking to you, my friend. Appreciate your work.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, Dennis Dodd, CBS, Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline.